This is an All Ears English Podcast bonus episode webinar invitation. Become super authentic in conversations. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, get three phrases that will make you charismatic and magnetic when it comes to starting and maintaining conversations. Plus, find out why you don't want to miss our upcoming webinar next week. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
I am doing great. I just had a housewarming party and had amazing conversations with friends and family, and then they connected with each other. Those are the experiences that are, they're just one of a kind, right?
Yeah, no, that is so good. It's so nice to bring people together from different elements, different angles of your life and connect them with each other. Because generally, if you live like in a whole way, like generally they'll connect with each other because they'll usually have something in common, I think, generally.
Totally. Yeah. And, you know, we surround ourselves with kind people. And like, I was nervous beforehand. I was like, nobody knows each other. Are people going to talk? And I was like anxious about it. But everybody is just so nice and everybody got along fantastically. And the conversations I heard between people I love just really warmed my heart. It was so amazing.
That's awesome. That's so good. Well, Jessica, we are back on here for a bonus episode because we want to remind our listeners about our super exciting event coming up next week that will help them to have those kinds of conversations, right? That's what we want to have in life. Yeah.
Exactly. So, that's what I was thinking about when I work just comes into life sometimes. And I mean, some of the phrases that we are going to talk about today in this awesome bonus episode and teach you guys in the webinar, I heard people say these. I mean, this isn't like we're not just making this up. I mean, this is really how native speakers connect to each other.
Yeah, exactly. And we know, guys, that this may be a gap in terms of your skills of what you want to really build. You want that authentic connection and you want to be magnetic, right? Magnetic. Yes. What does that mean?
Magnetic means that you are drawing people to you. You are attracting the conversations, the relationships, the connections that you want to experience.
I love that. Guys, and so if you heard our bonus episode last week, we announced that we're going to be giving this webinar on the 24th and 25th of September. We're super excited for it, guys. And what did we talk about last week on the bonus episode?
So last week we gave you guys three steps for connecting, for making these authentic, meaningful connections. So if you haven't listened to that, definitely go back and listen to that first. Because today we're going to give you some real vocabulary phrases that natives use to accomplish these conversation steps.
Yes, exactly, guys. And so, well, first of all, let's let our listeners know before we go deeper today how they can sign up for this webinar, Jessica, because that's what it's all about, is getting your getting your name on the list, guys, and blocking off your calendar to make sure that you are there so that you can get the full web class, right? This is a webinar where you can take notes. You can actually walk away with a set of skills that will help you to get into the center of conversations. Jessica, where can they go right now to sign up?
Right now, you guys, go to allearsenglish.com/magnet. That's M-A-G-N-E-T, magnet. And guys, you guys do not want to miss this. Come live. Like Lindsay said, make the time in your calendar, the 24th or the 25th. This is next week, you guys. So sign up now and write it down in your schedules.
Yes, don't miss it, guys. We're excited to see you. You're going to get to see us on video briefly at the beginning, and then we're going to focus in and really get down to business. But last week, Jessica, we shared the three hints, the three ways to be magnetic. And the first one was to show interest in other people. And what was the second one?
And the second one was to share something about yourself, right? Put yourself, yes, your experience, your memories into the conversation.
Exactly. And the third one, I love this one. This is to be able to go deeper into, go into deeper topics, right?
Yeah.
Not just superficial topics that you learn about in English class, but deeper stuff. Like what, Jessica?
So, I mean, what is in the news right now, right? There are, with the amount of information available today, guys, there are topics that cross over between all the countries. We are all connected now. So if a native speaker is talking about something in the news, you can also connect to that, right? Stuff like equality, immigration, politics, economics, but then also lighter topics. We're going to give you guys some lighter topics too, right? Travel and food. Oh, yeah.
And beer. Don't forget beer.
I'm more on the wine side of the conversation.
You're on the wine side. I know.
I can talk
different
about
in
beer.
That sense. So guys, today then we're going to go one step further and we're going to give you three tangible phrases, real vocabulary that you can take away that will move you into the webinar. So after this, you're going to want to go sign up right away to that webinar at allearsenglish.com/magnet. But for today, we're going to get you started with three phrases.
Yeah, awesome. So the first phrase is how you respond when another person shares something about themselves, right? At the beginning of the conversation, when you're just getting to know each other and the other person begins to open up to you, share some personal interests or, you know, what have you. After you hear that person talking, when they finish, then you could say something like, I totally get that, right?
Yeah.
So this is great when they're sharing, when they're being vulnerable, sharing an opinion. Maybe they're not sure if you understand or you agree. You could just say, I totally get that.
Yeah, I think as human beings, there's probably something very kind of original in our makeup that fires off in our brains when we are able to express empathy. This is really empathy,
totally,
right? This is empathy 101. This is how you verbalize the fact that you connect, you empathize with the person. And it's also I feel like it's built into our brains, into the most ancient part of the brain, right? To be able to empathize and to feel empathy from someone else, because originally it kept us alive as humans.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Exactly. That's really taking it deep, Lindsay. That's going all the way back to caveman days.
I think there was
a way from the beginning of human interaction to tell each other that we understand, right?
Yeah.
That had to be there. Yeah. Because we're
a
community and we survive because we're connected to other people. Exactly. And so this satisfies that. This shows the other person that, yes, you are right there with them. Thank you for sharing with me, and I understand, right? It's that idea. And in the webinar, guys, you're going to get more phrases to express just that. But this is a super native way, and I say this all the time, just to be like, no, I totally get that.
Right, right. And the fact that it is so ancient in our wiring is why it's so powerful, right? Because in the end, we do go back to the way we're wired originally often. And those are the things that can trigger people into connection, guys. So this is great. That's why we're teaching you guys this phrase right here. So, and I think the tone of voice is important here too, Jessica. So what is the best way to say this?
I would really put the stress or the emphasis on the totally, right? And I would say, I totally get that. So it's like the intonation goes up and down because that's how we affirm. It's the down intonation. And then the stress on the totally, the completely, right? I think those two features of the pronunciation add to that empathy. That's what the person will respond to.
Okay, so great. So guys, that is your first phrase that you want to write that down right now. And again, we're going to expand on these and give you variations of these inside the webinar. So then Jessica, what's the next piece we want to give to our listeners today?
Oh, this is lovely, you guys. I love this phrase so much. So when you are sharing an experience, a story, right? Because conversations are a series of stories and sharing when you're getting to know someone. So when you're telling a story about yourself, you could use this time phrase, over the course of the last year or over the course of the last whatever time period, 5 years, week, day, even, you could say. This is, it's very, what's the word you'd use to describe this phrase before? Like it sounds, not erudite.
Articulate.
That's what it is.
So whereas the first phrase, guys, is it's great and it's also very casual, right? Using the word totally is very casual. It is okay, but it's casual. So this one will give you a bit more of an not intellectual, but articulate point of view here. So over the course of the last year,
so
I love
great.
It.
And there are so many more time phrases, super native time phrases in the webinar, you guys, not just like first, next, secondly. We don't talk like that. So in the webinar, guys, you'll be able to tell like the best stories.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
And then what's the next group of vocab that we're going to teach in the webinar? And one little snippet of that today.
Okay, so the idea here, guys, is describing things with adjectives. And the phrase that we want to teach you is super authentic.
Yes, I love this phrase.
Super authentic.
Listeners, you've heard us say this a lot, right? But this is so amazing because you could use it to describe so many things, right? So authentic is just like it's real, but it also is like meaningful. Right? Yeah. So we could use it to describe different things. So like what do you use this to describe?
Let's see. So I sometimes like to, to be honest, what we recently used this to describe was our program here in Boston. So when we had our listeners, our students for the Urban Immersion Adventure, we gave you guys super authentic speaking experiences, right? Because we had native speakers join us. Honestly, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Totally.
experience.
Yeah, to describe an experience, like a very real experience, right? So it could be cultural, like if you're traveling and you participate in like a local ceremony or celebration, that's an authentic experience. But then also on the lighter side, food. Like if, you know, like, okay. So for example, in Portland, there are like 1,000 Thai restaurants. I don't know why, but there are Thai restaurants everywhere. And not all of them are authentic, obviously. Right? They're like Americanized. Yeah. So I have to ask my students, like my Thai students, okay, what is the most authentic Thai restaurant? Like what tastes like home to you? So I like to use it to describe food also.
Interesting. Yeah. So there's a lot of ways, guys, that you can use this, but it sounds so natural. All three of these phrases do. So guys, I hope that you've taken notes today. You've written these down so that you'll be ready to further add to that list at the webinar. I love it.
Yes, exactly, guys. So there's a little bit of a delay on Skype, I feel like. Okay, guys. Don't wait. Go to allearsenglish.com/magnet, MAGNET.
Yes, grab your spot before they fill up, guys, and we will see you on the webinar September 24th and 25th. It's going to be awesome.
Oh my God, it's going to be amazing. Lindsay and I are so excited.
Really,
you guys, you have
to
come.
It's going
to
be really fun. Yeah. All right, Jessica, thanks for coming on All Ears English today. Talk to you soon.
All right, Lindsay, have a good day. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.